Shoot, man, I don't know if you have the time and the space in your paper.
Well, when you have, I guess, a long list, where do you start tomorrow?
Okay, competitiveness. Competitive. We'll start with competitiveness. I mean, competitiveness. Really disappointed in the, and this is all my fault. This is all totally my fault. This is completely my fault. But I think our competitiveness needs to get to a higher level. Obviously, our efficiency at the plate needs to get to a higher level. It got away from us today. You know, we're throwing some young guys that I would like to see them contribute this year, but, you know, sometimes it looks like they're not going to. So it got away from us a little bit. But, you know, it all kind of stems from and then, you know, we have some defensive lapses. We have some base running lapses. Like I said, this may be the worst coaching job I've ever had or executed. I mean, in the 37 years as a head coach right now, I would say it's feels like it's right at the top of the list.
Do you think it has anything to do with you not being with these guys?
No, I'll never use them. I'm not doing a good job. I'll start tomorrow, though. Well, I mean, it's not like I haven't coached up until then, but we'll start fixing it tomorrow. We'll definitely start fixing it tomorrow and start getting some things addressed and worked out and reestablish some standards and establish things that we feel are, I'm sorry, fellas. Reestablish with things that that I have always felt are important in any program I've coached, not just at Arizona, but any program I've ever coached. And so, you know, I do see some things missing that really alarm me right now. But I, you know, like I said, halfway through the game, I turned to one of my assistants. I said, "Hey, this game's getting in the way of my practice." So we'll practice tomorrow. We'll put a good practice in tomorrow. We will definitely get some things fixed. We'll definitely get some things fixed.
How do you address competitiveness in a practice?
We'll get some things fixed. Yeah, we'll get some things fixed. It'll get addressed.
What's the most alarming thing to you about the team this season so
far? Poor job of coaching on my part. Poor job of preparation, poor job of execution, lack of competitiveness, but we'll get it fixed.
What can you do as a coach, though, if you see a lack of competitiveness?
We'll get it fixed.
Do you look forward to the challenge of this weekend?
I look forward to every challenge. I joke all the time with people, and I don't joke. I say, I got 56 rivals. Right. You know, I mean, I do. I mean, I'm not a guy that's been used to getting his brains beat out, you know. I've been very, very lucky in my coaching life, and I wish we had a couple more extra days, to be honest with you. I really do, but we don't. So we'll squeeze every minute that we can out of practice tomorrow and address those things that, you know, I shared with you: the lack of execution, the lack of competitiveness, just general, you know, base running, general defensive play. I mean, we've had second base not covered twice in the last five games, and I'm hard-pressed to think of a time that's ever happened, ever, in 37 years of coaching. So, like I said, it's a bad job of coaching on my part, horrible job of coaching on my part. But I will get better, and I think as I get better, they'll get better.
You talked last year a lot about your juniors and that those are the guys that maybe you look to represent you, I guess, out on the field. Are those guys doing enough right now, and as far as leading the team and being vocal and that type of stuff?
I'll get better tomorrow. I'll start getting better tomorrow. I'll get after it tomorrow. I'll get after it, and as I get after it, we'll get after it, and we'll get better. We will get better. I'll fix it.
Do they have a pretty good sense that you're not thrilled with them right now?
They will. I don't know. They will.
Anything else?
Thanks, Chris. All set? All right, okay.
Thank you.
Thanks. Appreciate
it. Thank you, guys.
Thanks
so much. Is that given for your hammer?